Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Mobile Grow Up Podcast by Mobile Action. I'm your host, Taha. Each episode, I'm joined by a mobile growth expert talking about their businesses, industry news, best practices, and advice to new app marketers. And today, I'm joined by a guest from a company which provides a subscription data platform for mobile-first companies. And yes, today I'm sitting down with Michael Stason, the founder of Conversion.io. Hi, Michael. Welcome to POT.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for inviting me.
Sure. It's a pleasure. So I know that, you know, what you're doing with Conversion is quite interesting. But before we jump into that side, I'd like to know more about you. I see that you have a background in finance, and now you are the founder of a SaaS platform. How did you decide that switch? And, you know, what made you interested in the mobile industry?
Yeah, sure. So I have been working with the data for most of my life. As you mentioned, I started in finance, in consulting. I was building financial models for online companies, different type of online companies, figuring out the KPIs, the business drivers behind those businesses. And then I joined an online travel company in an operational role. And this company does have a quite large mobile app with significant user base as well. And I had several friends that were working on mobile apps, and some of these mobile apps were using subscriptions to monetize. And one of these friends used to frequently ask me to help him with the data for this app, figuring out the revenue forecast, LTV forecast, other KPIs. And one thing that we quickly stumbled upon is that to do all that, you first need to get the data right. And there is this issue with so-called server-side receipt validation. So you do need the backend infrastructure in place to get the data right. And without this infrastructure, you can't solve it. And while communicating with him, we were thinking about this, discussing this with him and several other friends. And that's basically how we came up with the MVP and the idea for Conversion. That's how it started.
Awesome. So the Conversion is a platform for basically, you know, the subscription-based apps to grow their subscription revenue, right? Basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So if I were to ask you, you know, why apps are choosing to go with a subscription-based model rather than, you know, let's say a easy in-app purchase model or ad monetization, you know, what's the benefit of a subscription-based app for, you know, their customer base and their own, you know, business perspective?
Yeah, of course, there are several different types of monetization. And first of all, you can just sell your app so user has to pay upfront when he's downloading the app. But in this case, a developer is not incentivized to improve the app, because he received all the money at the time a user downloaded the app. And when a user downloaded, a user basically has to pay upfront. He even didn't have a chance to use that. Mm-hmm. And regarding the advertising monetization model, it works quite well for some of the apps, but in general, it's not the best user experience to see a lot of ads. And to make significant revenue from the app, you do have to show a lot of apps. I think everyone has seen some apps cluttered with ads. You can't skip, you have to watch it for a long time, and it's really annoying. So the best monetization model, at least for the apps with some virtual services, is in-app purchases and in-app subscriptions. And talking specifically about in-app subscriptions, I think it's probably the best choice, because first of all, you can provide a free trial to a user so he can experience all the premium features of your app, see for himself if it is a high quality app, if he enjoys using it, and only after that make a conscious decision to subscribe and use your app further on. Plus another thing is the incentives alignment. In case of a subscription business model, you're, as a developer, you are interested to provide more updates to the app, to add new features, to provide customer support, and so on. And the best, the better you do your job, the longer the subscriber stays with you and the more revenue you get. So basically, the incentives of a developer and of the end customer are aligned in the case of the subscription business model.
Absolutely. I agree that, you know, you need a great customer support in order to, you know, have this process go really smoothly for your users. And another thing is that I'd like to ask, so, you know, let's say that I have this app, which main, you know, revenue model is a subscription, and I offer a free trial to my users, but I see that, you know, out of 100 users who start a free trial, I get, you know, let's say 4 paid customers out of their trial period, you know, let's say 96% of them are canceling their subscriptions. You know, what are the some ways that you see on your side that to increase that conversion and have a, you know, healthy trial to subscription conversion rate?
Yeah, I think there are several things to remember here. First of all, if people are unsubscribing during the free trial, if they don't convert from a free trial to paying customer, it tells you that there is something wrong with your product. So you need to think about the onboarding experience, the customization of your app during the onboarding experience, so the end user gets the best user experience during his free trial period. If people are not converting, that means that basically during the free trial, they were not convinced that the app is useful and it solves their problem. Maybe you have like beautiful screenshots on the app store and some promises of great product inside, but if the product is not there, then you won't be able to retain the customers and convert them from free trials. So that's the first thing to remember. And one of the things here is also customization of your app to your user needs. So basically, during the onboarding, you can gather the data from your customer. Let's say you're running a fitness app. During the onboarding, you can get such data from this user as his age, his gender, his fitness goals. For example, if you want to lose weight, what is his current weight? What is the target weight? What is his fitness level? And using this data, you can customize the app experience, the training programs that you provide. So when he actually starts using the app, the programs make sense, they correspond to his fitness level and so on. He has good experience. And if he has a good experience during the free trial, the chances are that he will convert to a paying customer. So that's what you should be doing. But on the other hand, of course, you have also to think about the pricing. Maybe the users doesn't convert because the price is too high, and you do need to experiment with the pricing that you offer. You do need to provide different subscription durations. For example, you can offer a monthly subscription and semi-annual subscription, and you need to provide discounts for a longer subscription duration, so a user has some options when he's choosing to subscribe. And also, you just need to run A/B experiments and play with different prices. And by the way, that's what Conversion offers. We do provide this A/B testing platform.
Got it. So according to your experience, you know, to provide a platform for apps to A/B test their, you know, subscription packages, I want to ask you something that I'm really curious about. So do you think that the trial period, let's say if it is either, you know, 3 days, you know, 1 day or week or 2 weeks, how much does it affect to the conversion to the paid users? Do you see a, you know, saturation between, let's say, if, you know, the apps are offering a less amount of trial days, it's more likely to convert into paid customer, or is it, you know, the opposite of it?
From what we see, most of the subscription apps do provide the free trial, first of all, so it's definitely a good practice to provide a free trial. And regarding the duration of free trial, our data shows that 7 days free trial might be the best option, because 3 days could be not enough, and user might not have enough time to test the app and might not be convinced to convert. And longer than 7 days might be too much of a free time. So 7 days looks like the best option to go with the free trial.
Got it. So other than that, how many packages do you think a subscription-based app offer to their users, you know, when they first onboard? You know, I know that, you know, the apps can have, you know, several packages, but does it make them, you know, a little confused and overwhelmed when they see, you know, lots of options? before they onboard to the app to see what's inside. Without seeing inside, do you think it is healthy to show all the packages and what's best for them, or do you think it is more healthy to just offer them a package at a random level, or in a level that app understands what kind of a user got onboarded and offers something that's suitable for them?
Yeah, it really depends on the product, and the best way to figure this out is just A/B experimenting. You should try different options. I think, and from the data we see, it's good. It's a good thing to have several options, but maybe you should make one option more prominent. So after you have figured the basic pricing, you understand that this pricing works for you, you should show more prominently one main subscription offer. But you should be your end user should be able to find if he wants to see other options as well. And for example, some people just don't like the subscription concept. They want to be able to make just a single purchase. And you might consider also adding lifetime access with one time in a purchase, but it should cost significantly more than your even annual subscription cost. So he has some options to choose from short duration to longer duration to even lifetime lifetime access option.
Got it. So according to your data, what's the ratio between the users? Of course, it's varies from industry to industry, and it depends on the product. Yeah. But what's the ratio of the subscriptions that is monthly and lifetime? Our users are more likely to buy lifetime when they first onboard, or they are just starting the month. I can predict the answer, but I'm really curious about the ratio of it.
Yeah, so once again, it totally depends on the product and the options that you provide. I would say that monthly subscription is the most popular option, and then semi-annual or annual subscription. And the lifetime is definitely not the best option, and you shouldn't be trying to steer your end users to that option, but it's something good to have, and this can increase your overall unit economics and overall conversion. So 60% or 70% of your subscribers choose the main subscription, let's say the monthly subscription. Then there is 20 to 30% that choose alternative subscription period, annual subscription, for example. And then you can have 5 to 10% that are opting in for buying a lifetime, more expensive, but non-recurring type of purchase. But it's entirely up to you, and I would say that you should be very much focused on the quality of the product itself and on the nature of the product, understand how frequently the user uses your product, and start there to figure out what is the best duration for subscription for this type of product. And one of the ideas here is to look at the competitors in this vertical. So if you are building some specific app, the chances are it's not something very unique, that there are some competition, and you should check out their pricing, their subscription durations to understand what works and what is currently available on the market.
Got it. So, I know that the subscription model is great for businesses who like to have a, predictable revenue, and it's, just with repetitive, you can benchmark your data and have better conversions using tools like yours. But I would like to ask you, from your experience with your clients, what do you see the, most challenges are occurring from for the subscription-based apps rather than, other revenue models like in-app purchases or ad monetization? What are the unique challenges for subscription-based apps?
Yeah, so as you said, on the one hand, the subscription business model provides simple ways to forecast your revenue. It's much more, it's easier to forecast your long-term revenue if you understand user retention well. And it's actually quite stable. And if you have high-quality data for your historical users for their historical subscriptions, you understand your retention rates. It's very easy to forecast, to make accurate forecast for the future. But the trick here and the complexity here comes from the fact that getting this data might be complex, and you do need this backend infrastructure, as I mentioned, server-side receipt validation to gather this data, to validate user receipts. And that's where conversion and platforms like conversion come into place. You can either try to build this yourself, but I don't recommend it. It's very labor intensive, and you'll have to waste a lot of resources, time and focus to build this and then to support this. Or you can just take a solution like conversion, plug it with several lines of code into your app, and you are done with getting the data right. And once you got the data, it's easy to make forecasts, and it's much easier to figure out your customers' LTV, let's say, than for one-time in-app purchases.
Got it. So other than tools like Conversion, which provides you this A/B testing capability to try out your platform, what are some other tools and services that you see that typically subscription-based app companies are tend to use in order to, you know, achieve their KPIs?
Integrations with other platforms and some retention and engagement tools like push notifications. So there are a lot more in conversion than just server-side receipt validation. But as I agree with you, you do need a set of tools and a set of platforms to run successful subscription mobile app. And first of all, after you got the receipt, server-side receipt validation right and are gathering the data, you do need to set up user acquisition channels. And I think the most obvious is Facebook ads. You need to install Facebook SDK into your app to be able to advertise your app on Facebook and Instagram. Other advertising platforms like Google, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever suits your app audience. And then you need to measure your marketing. So you probably do need to integrate either Apps Flyer, Just Branch, or other mobile measurement platforms to attribute your revenue to specific acquisition channels. That's second. And the third tool you probably do need is the product analytics. So there are several high-quality product analytics platforms like Amplitude, Mixpanel, but it can be quite costly, by the way, and there are free alternatives like Yandex AppMetrica, for example, which provides quite good data quality and is free. So the tool set is advertising, marketing measurement platform, product analytics, platform like conversion to get the data right. And on top of that, you can add some other tools as well. But these that I just named are like must-have tools.
Got it. Awesome. So last but not least, I want to ask, you know, you launched the platform 2 years ago, and now you're in this phase where you're growing. And I want to ask, you know, what's next for the company and the product? What are your next goals for the rest of the 2021 and for the last, you know, following years?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a significant user base now. We're talking to our clients, we're getting feedback from them, and we try to develop our product based on our customer feedback. And we see a lot of requests for better, more granular analytics inside our platform. We do provide a set of dashboards that allow our customers to analyze their business and understand the drivers and performance of the business, but still there are a lot of requests for even more granular data there. And then we are working also on these tools to engage customers and increase user retention. So one of them, which is already available, is the push notifications that are triggered by server-side events. For example, as you mentioned, a lot of trials are being canceled, and one way to increase conversion from trial to paid customer is to provide some custom communication to your users when they cancel a trial. For example, they might be canceling a trial because the app is too expensive And you can just send, when a user cancels this free trial, you can send a push notification with a discount to this user if it was too expensive for him, to win back him immediately. And that's something we already provide, but we want to add more flexibility to these tools to make them more customizable, more flexible for different type of events and different use cases.
Awesome. That was a great chat, Michael. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
All right. This is the end of the episode of Mobile Growth Podcast. You can connect with Michael and say hi at michael@commercial.io. It is commercial with a Q. And you can also connect with him on LinkedIn at Michael Steeson. And also, if you'd like to check out the platform and see, you know, how it works for you, you can go to commercial.io, and I guess they can start a free trial, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We can throw it in.
All right. Yeah, you can do that too. And also, you can listen to our previous episodes on your favorite podcast app or by just searching on YouTube, Mobile Grab Podcast. And thanks for listening. Talk to you on the next episode.